This is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And on today's program, we're going to start off with Raleigh Little Theater. And they're on the back half of the current season. And we'll start off with Sunday, January 15th. It's the Triangle African American Theater Preview 23. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit stages in 2023. This special evening will include dramatic readings, songs, and scenes from upcoming performances. And then January 27th through February 12th, it is Blood Wedding, a gripping Spanish tragedy inspired by a true story and first performed in 1933. Two families in rural Spain are intricately bound in an unbreakable cycle of murder and revenge. Violence erupts over the plans for a wedding between lovers from the two families and an ex-lover who kidnaps the bride from the wedding celebration. Also coming up in this Raleigh Little Theater season, March 17th through the 26th, it's Fancy Nancy, the musical. May 5th through the 21st, my wonderful birthday suit. And finally, Hands on a Hard Body, and that is from June 2nd through the 18th. Okay, at the North Carolina Museum of History, Friday, January 13th, Reading Country, Music and Prose. This features Dr. Francesca Royster, author of Black Country Music, Listening for Revolutions. Dr. Royster will speak about her new book, which explores how black musicians have changed the country music landscape and brought light to black creativity and innovation. The event is part of the museum's The Power of Women in Country Music. Saturday, January 21st, at the History Museum, Southern Songbirds, an evening with Reese Palmer. This is part of a special concert series in conjunction with the traveling exhibition that I mentioned in the previous reading, The Power of Women in Country Music. Reese Palmer's gift lies in reaching across all musical boundaries. While she made her mark in country music, she is equally at home in R&B, bringing the entire spectrum of popular music to bear on music she calls Southern Soul. Also in January, Thursday the 26th, African American Cultural Celebration. This is a virtual education day at 2:30. And Saturday, January 28th, 22nd Annual African American Cultural Celebration. That's from 10:30 to 4:30. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, Saturday, January 21st, it's a museum tour in ASL. Attend a two-hour docent-led tour in American Sign Language intended for adults who are deaf or hard of hearing. The tour highlights works of art by African and black male artists. The tour is free, but you must register. Tour capacity is limited to 20 participants, and it's from 10 until noon. All right, the Justice Theater Project. Right now, the list for 2023, February 10th through the 26th, The Best of Enemies. A fiery civil rights leader and the Grand Cyclops of the KKK must work together to face the best and the worst of themselves as they clash over school desegregation. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Other projects this spring for the Justice Theater Project. April, It's Tiny Beautiful Things. In May, The Dead Man. And in June, it's Urinetown, the musical. And here are the programs coming up, covered by Arts Access, of course, North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Friday, January 27th, Don Giovanni. The devilishly charming Don Juan has seduced one woman too many. And on this day, the tables are turned against him. Mozart's masterpiece depicts one of the most memorable characters in all of opera. This performance is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Tuesday, January 21st, Hamlet. A vivid reimagining of one of the world's best psychological thrillers tells the tale of a courtly world turned upside down. The king is mysteriously killed. A brother has stolen his crown and bride. Young Hamlet, usurped heir, is thrust into a morass of intrigue, treachery, madness, and revenge. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance. Then Sunday, February 5th, Blood Wedding. Saturday, February 11th, Dream Girls. Tuesday, March 7th, They Do Not Know Harlem. And Sunday, March 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Sunday, January 15th, it's Mozart and his contemporaries, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the forgotten talents that brush shoulders with music's ultimate genius. The performance is at 3. Thursday, January 19th, Giggly Squad Live. Join Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo on tour as they make fun of everything, but most importantly, themselves. During quarantine, these depressed besties started doing Instagram Lives every night, and that's when Giggly Squad was truly born. It starts at 7. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, 123 Andres. Activate Latin Grammy-winning, Grammy-nominated duo for kids and families, known for their interactive, high-energy shows. They bring fresh, original songs that blend Spanish and English with silly dance moves and Latin beats. Friday's show is at 11:20, and Saturday's performance is at 11. Saturday, January 21st at Carolina Theater, J.B. Smoove, Physical Therapy Tour. A multi-talented writer, comedian, and actor, he can currently be seen in the beloved role of Leon in the iconic HBO comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm. J.B.'s new book, The Book of Leon, Philosophy of a Fool, is based on the popular character, was nominated for an Audi Award for the audio version in 2018. Smoove is also known for a wealth of notable TV performances. January 26th, Noel Miller, Everything is Messed Up. Biting one-liners and topical social commentary have made him a force to be reckoned with in the comedy world. January 30th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Trouble Is, 25th Anniversary Tour. In 1997, rock and blues music fans were impatiently waiting for the sophomore release by what the press still refers to as a teenage phenom. On October 7th that year, the world finally heard Trouble Is by the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, and it demonstrated to the press and public alike that Kenny was an artist with a boundless future ahead of him. February 1st, it's February 1. On this remarkable day, February 1st, 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Zell Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, also known as the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to African Americans. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. It is recommended for grades 5 through 12. Two shows, 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Friday, February 3rd, John Waters, the End of the World Tour. Saturday, February 4th, and Monday, February 6th, a walk in August. Again, that's Saturday and Monday, 4th and 6th of February. Tuesday, February 7th, The Adventures of the Tortoise and the Hare. And this is The Next Generation. 9:45 and 11:20 are the two performances. Thursday, February 9th at Carolina Theater, Nick Swardson, Make Joke from Face Tour. Friday, February 10th, Dimitri Martin, The Joke Machine Tour. Saturday, February 11th, Angel Olsen and the Big Time Band. February 18th, Shauna Tucker, Chamber Soul, Cello, and Songs. And February 18th at Carolina Theater, the Monty Grand Slam. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts starts off with Friday, January 13th, the Steel Wheels. This is a Pinecone event. The Steel Wheels have played for Pinecone audiences as a part of the Down Home series and at IBMA's World of Bluegrass. They make their home in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, and when we're lucky, bring their tasty blend of roots, bluegrass, and Americana to Raleigh. And this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 13 and 14, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, January 15th, comedian George Lopez, the OMG High Comedy Tour. George's multifaceted career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. This is all at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Aretha, a tribute. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. This tribute to Aretha Franklin features Broadway powerhouse Kapathia Jenkins and Grammy-nominated R&B singer Ryan Shaw in a performance of Aretha's one-of-a-kind hits, including Chain of Fools, Amazing Grace, and Respect. The performances are at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday and Sunday, January 21st and 22nd, Shen Yun Performing Arts. Shen Yun invites you to travel back to the magical world of ancient China. Experience a lost culture through the incredible art of classical Chinese dance and see legends come to life. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5 from the North Carolina Symphony. Tchaikovsky explores fate, tragedy, and redemption in this popular symphony. The performance, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, January 27th through the 29th, Mozart's Don Giovanni. This is from the North Carolina Opera. The devilishly charming Don Juan is seduced, one woman too many. And on this day, the tables are turned against him. Mozart's masterpiece depicts one of the most memorable characters in all of opera. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 28th, Oak City Revolution Dance Competition. This is a national collegiate Bollywood fusion dance competition founded in 2016 as a humble vision to celebrate the Bollywood fusion community in Raleigh, an emerging area known for being culturally diverse and a strong central location for the nation's best collegiate-level dancers to share their talents, Fletcher Opera Theater. Okay, moving into February, on Thursday the 2nd, Shangela, the Fully Lit Tour. February 2nd through the 19th, Greg, Piano Concerto from Carolina Ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 3rd, Friday Favorites, All Strings from the North Carolina Symphony. Tuesday through Sunday, February 7th through the 12th, it's Dream Girls from North Carolina Theater. Friday, February 10th, a Cirque and Dance Cabaret. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, Revolution, the Music of the Beatles. Friday, February 17th, the history of gospel music at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 17 and 18, Dvorak Symphony No. 7 from North Carolina Symphony. Friday, February 24th, an evening with Gregory Porter. And Friday, February 24th, Sierra Hall and Justin Moses. That's all at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now we'll switch to Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Friday, January 13th, it is Anthony Hamilton. Born in Charlotte, Anthony is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame with his platinum-selling second studio album, Coming From Where I'm From. That was in 2003. Wednesday, January 8th through Sunday, January 22nd, Come From Away. This New York Times critic's pick takes you into the heart of the remarkable true story of the 7,000 stranded passengers and the small town in Newfoundland that welcomed them. Cultures clashed and nerves ran high, but uneasiness turned into trust. The music soared into the night, and gratitude grew into enduring friendships. On 9/11, the world stopped. On 9/12, their stories moved us all. Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, it's Jim Gaffigan, the Dark Pale Tour. A six-time Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, producer, two-time New York Times best-selling author, three-time Emmy-winning top touring performer, and multi-platinum-selling recording artist. He is known around the world for his unique brand of humor, which largely revolves around his observations on life. Two shows, both days, performances at 7 and 9:30. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, the all-ever-favorite Cats, the record-breaking musical spectacular by Andrew Lloyd Webber that has captivated audiences in over 30 countries and 15 languages. All right, Wednesday, February 8th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2023 Tour. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th, Widespread Panic. Tuesday through Sunday, February 14th through the 19th, The Book of Mormon. Tuesday, February 21st, An Evening to Shine. Wednesday, February 22nd, Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. At Deepak, Friday through Sunday, February 24th through the 26th, it's Riverdance. Tuesday, February 28th through Sunday, March 5th, Jagged Little Pill, the musical. Okay, coming up at PNC Arena, Saturday, January 21st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Then Friday, February 17th, it's Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's 2023 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series game at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outside game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Thursday, March 2nd at PNC Arena, Jeff Dunham, Still Not Canceled Tour. Friday, March 10th, Kem and Ledisi, the Soul to Soul Tour at Women's Empowerment Expo. Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold Tour. The music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park this year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. Last spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 people. Checking the local clubs, let's start the schedule with the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Friday, January 13th, Trap Bingo. It's 21 plus. Saturday, January 28th, Be Our Guest, a Disney DJ night. Again, 21 plus. Thursday, February 9th, Big Gigantic. Thursday, February 16th, August Burns Red, the 20-year anniversary tour. Sunday, February 19th, Corey Wong with Victory Wooten and special guest Truesdale. Thursday, February 23rd, Destroy Lonely, the No Stylist tour. Friday, February 24th, Russell Dickerson, She Likes It tour. Saturday, February 25th, K. Michelle. Sunday, February 26th, DBSN, Working on My Karma tour. And Tuesday, February 28th, it's NAV, or NAV, Never Sleep tour. Switching to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, most shows start at 9, unless noted. Tuesday, January 10th, Restless Spirit at 8. Thursday, January 12th, Moon Hooch with Balkan Bump at 9. Friday, January 13th, Juxton Roy with Tournefort, Weymouth, and Old Sons at 9. Saturday, January 14th, Sex Brews with Majdika and Grub at 9. Sunday, January 15th, Croatan with Terra Firma, Primordial Tides, Spread Loves, and The Lives of Many. And that all starts at 8. Tuesday, January 17th, at Talisman with Julia. That's at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, January 18th, GA20. That starts at 8. Thursday, January 19th, Moynock with Pazer, Voarm, Euro Scion, and Nganga. That starts at 8. Friday, January 20th, Machine Funk, tribute to Widespread Panic. Saturday, January 21st, Spaced Angel with Boy Named Sue and Oberlin 9. Monday, January 23rd, Ninth Realm with Winter Lantern, Pathogenesis, End of Your Rope, and Goat Choker. And that starts at 8. Wednesday, January 25th, Jason Carter and Friends, and that starts at 8 o'clock. At Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Thursday, January 12th, By George, Harvey Street Company, late notice at 8. Friday, January 13th, Adam Knight's Buried Alive, a tribute to Fish, and that starts at 8:30. Saturday, January 14th, Winter Metal Fest with Cultus Black, Drill 187, Infinity Dream, Outlier, Attracting the Fall, and Among the Machines, and it all starts at 6:30. Then on Sunday, January 15th, Shot Through the Heart. Now, this is a tribute to Bon Jovi with Bullet the Blue Sky, a tribute to U2 at 8 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.